October 8th, Acts 17:27-28. Jesus says, "In truth, I am not far from any of you. If only you seek me, and it is not necessary to go groping around like poor blind men to find me either, you find me. Where am I? Where is this eternal God, this Lord of heaven and earth, this creator of every man deriving from that man who was the masterwork of his creation, and is now the touchstone of his goodness? Is it necessary to traverse mountains and valleys, sail the seas, face deserts, or even just leave houses and cities, to find him in special places? No. It is true, that for the name and the worship of Almighty God temples and churches are raised up, and in them is the unfading Son of the Eucharist, which rallies men together to warm, nourish, and purify them, and make them one with the Eucharistic flesh, that is, with my beloved and cherished one. But do you have God only there? No. Rejoicing in his saints, paternal in his children, and severe in his enemies, God is in you. I am in you. I live with my grace, a river of joy and peace, a fount of constant favors are approaching only with the inescapable power of my gaze, which is a word and thunder of rebuke, if the word or the flash of my gaze does not suffice to recall conscience to its duty. I am upon every human spirit. I, the King and Creator of man, I would like to be within every spirit. I am in those of the just, as the consecrated host is in the monstrance. I am, on the other hand, like a shining monstrance, raised aloft to request worship, above the faithful with a timorous will. I am in the midst of thunder and lightning, and the fire of indignation at the height of my glory, and I say to the rebels, do not pass beyond the confines of your evil, but go back, purify yourselves, and take the way of holiness, if you do not want me to have you die. But it is not necessary to go groping to seek me. I am close to you, and you always live, move, and exist in the orbit of my radius. Woe to those who bring the contamination of sinful souls into the holy confines. As the word of God, who does not lie, I tell you, that I shall be benign to those who, not knowing the true God, serve him by a spiritual instinct in serving goodness and morality. But towards those who, while knowing my name and my law, dethrone God to make room for vices and idolatries, my judgment will be quite different. The former serve the unknown God. The latter desert the palace and militia of the known God to serve numberless gods, idols with many names and a single result. Ruin. And can the Son, who died so that the true God would be loved by all, and has been chosen judge by the Father, as he was designated the host of the world, be forbearing towards those who with obstinacy have remained in their idolatries? Have I perhaps denied you something on creating you which justifies your foolishness? No. I have given you intelligence and will, and they would have been enough, for I gave them to you as God, that is, with their capacity to keep you in goodness. I have not limited myself to these either, but I have given you wisdom and doctrine. Everything has been said about what man must do to be my son. Whoever does not do so does not want to be one. Let him not grumble, then, if God is severe to him as an indignant judge, and not loving as a father with his children.